ॐ नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय
Now we are open the ninth class.
జిజ్ఞాసర్మో
అన్నత్ర రూపాయం కర్మ బంధన సదక్యం కర్మ కౌంతేయ ముక్త సంగా సమాచార సహోజ్ఞ ప్రజా సృష్ట్యా పురోవాచా ప్రజాపతి అనేన ప్రసవిద్ధ విశ్వద్య మీషావోక్తి విశ్వకామధి దీవాన్ భావయతానేన దీవా భావయంతు వా పరస్పరం భావయంతం శ్రేయా పరం అవాప్సత ఇష్ట్యాన్ భోగాని ఓ దేవా దాక్ష్యంతి జగ్భారితః త్వయి సత్యాన్ అప్రదాయేభ్యో యో భుంక్తే తేన శిష్యాన సంతో ముచ్యంతి సర్వకిం విషయ భుంజంతి తే కథం పాప జీ స్వచ్చంత్యాప కారణ అన్యా భవంతి భూతాని వజన్యాత్ అన్న సంభవ జ్ఞాత్ భవతి పజన్య జ్ఞ కర్మ సమద్భవ జ్ఞాశిష్ట శ్రీనోషంతో వచ్చి సర్వికి భుంజంతి అహం పాపం జీ పచ్చంతి ఆత్మపాప ఎంటాంగ్మెంట్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ లైఫ్ మీన్స్ ఎంటాంగ్మెంట్ ఎంటాంగ్మెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎవల్యూషనరీ ప్రాసెస్ ఫ్రమ్ ది లోయర్ గ్రేడ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ జస్ట్ లైక్ ది అక్వాటిక్ gradually we come to the land and the water is evaporated. Originally the whole planet was merged in the water. Pralaya parati jali hitabana siddhi pralaya. Then as the water dries up, the lands come out, then plants, trees, insects, beasts in the chest, we get this human form of life. This is the process of evolution. This evolutionary process is mentioned in the Vishnu Purana, but some Western scholars like Darwin, they have put forward the theory of evolution in a perverted way, but the evolution process is mentioned in the Vishnu Purana. So, in the lower grade of life, the entanglement is conducted by nature. But when you come to the human form of life, you get higher consciousness. And you have to utilize your higher consciousness. That is the mission of human life. You cannot spoil your life making yourself behave like cats and dogs or animals. The animals, they have got four business: how to eat, how to sleep, and how to have sex life, and how to defend. This is animal life. Because we are in the material body, we have got these animal propensities and needs of the body. But because we are in higher consciousness, we have got another consciousness. That another function means the cats and dogs, they cannot realize God. But a human being, although he has got a tendency for material necessities of life, like cats and dogs, ahara nidra bhaya vaisa, samanami tattva sudhi narana, but on account of developed consciousness, we can get out of this entanglement. Too long we are in ignorance. We do not care for these four things. Birth, death, old age and disease. We care, but don't take very serious care there. Whether it can be stopped, we do not seriously consider. But we can stop this process of birth, death, old age and disease. We can stop. And that is possible in this human form of life. So, in order to get out of this entanglement, it is said, sahajagna praja asista. The praja, everyone is praja. But, especially the human being, they are advised to perform yoga. That is the basic principle. So here it is said, yajna se karmanatra lokayam karma bandham. If you in the human form of life, if you do not perform yoga, then whatever you are doing, you are acting, you are becoming enchanted. Because you are creating a situation, you are contaminating yourself with the different types of modes of nature. That means you are creating your next body according to that mode of nature. Uddhanga santi sattva. If you are in association with the modes of goodness, then you are preparing your body in the higher planetary system. Uddhanga santi sattva. Madhye tishanti rajasa. If you are associating with the yajagun of the path, the modes of passion, then he remains in the middle planetary system, Bhur-Bhuvastha. This Bhurok is also middle. And Jahan-Raguna-Vit-Tishtha-Adho-Vat-Santita. And if you are associating with the modes of ignorance, then you will go to the lower grade of life. Either in the human form of life, or in the animal form of life, or bark, beans, there are so many, 8,400,000 forms of life. So, in the human form of life, it is your business whether to get out of this entanglement of constantly transmigrating from one body to another, or remain in the cycle of birth and death and suffer the material needs. As soon as you accept this material body, you will have to suffer. Because it's like we are feeling cold. Why you are feeling cold? Where you are covering? Because the skin is susceptible to cold and heat. Matras parasat sukhantiya sitoshna sukhadukkala. In the material world, in the winter season, we think if we are doing in the summer season, this summer suffering would have not happened. And in the summer season, we think, if it was winter season, then this suffering would not have time. This is good. But both seasons are suffering. And because suffering means, because we have got this material. करिए स्पर्श आपको कौन थे शीतोष्ण सुख दुख आगमो पाइना अनिता तान सुचित स्वभाव देखो वी शुड नॉट बी वेरी मच एजुकेटेड टू दिस सफरिंग द बॉडी स्किन सफरिंग वी मस्ट एक्सिक्यूट आवर बिजनेस कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस सो दैट तत्ता देहं पुनर्जन्म नरति मामे इति कौन दिस इज द मिशन ऑफ ह्यूमन लाइफ So here it is recommended that Yajnasishta Suno Santa Muchyante Sadhukini. If you perform Yajna, then after Yajna, Yajna means to worship Vishnu or satisfy Lord Vishnu. That is called Yajna. Yajnasishta. Another name of Vishnu is Yajna. Or to form Yajna. और फॉर विष्णु इफ यू आर यज्ञास कर्म अन्नत्र कर्म बंध अदरवाइज इट इज इन द प्रोसेस इज दैट यू मस्ट परफॉर्म यज्ञ एंड देन टेक योर फूड यज्ञासनो संत दिस इज बिजनेस ऑफ दिस संत संत मीन सेंट पीपल दोस आर एनिमल्स दैट बिजनेस इज डिफरेंट But those who are Santa, I mean God conscious, Krishna conscious, Brahmana, Kshatriya, ethics. Because Kimpuna Brahmana Punya Bhaktara Dushayasata. Brahmana to take birth in the family of Brahmana and Kshatriya also, it is higher standard of life that is accepted. So, Santa means great saintly person, learned Brahmin scholar, and saintly kings, they are called Sant. I think in Latin it is called saint. From this word Santa, it has come. Just like Saint Francis, Saint Francis, Saint Francis. Anyway, so Yajnasishtasana Santa Muchyante Sarmukini. This is the duty. Of the human being. And what is the difficulty? Difficulty to perform yajna. There is no difficulty. It is universal. It is universal. Yajna means to satisfy the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, or Krishna. So, you can offer Krishna pushka. You are cooking something for eating, but cooking very nicely. Very keenly, we vow that the cooking is being done for Krishna. Then it will be hygienical, also very clean. So, we should cook for Krishna and offer him, Krishna, whatever I could secure, kindly accept. Then you take your food. What is the difference? After all, you have to take your food and cook. Then why don't you do it for yajna? Or Krishna. That it is the duty of our householders present. The sannyasi or the brahmachari, they cannot take the responsibility of upchan because there are so many things to be done. But it's because they are naturally cooking for the family, why not cook it very nicely for Krishna? Where is the difficulty? Simply, you have to agree to cook for Krishna, not for yourself. And if I cook for myself, what is it? Wrong. That is mentioned here. Bhunyante te aghamak papa. Papa. Because we have to secure pushka, especially nowadays, from black market. Yes, because there is no pushka available. So, the securing of food star is also papa, because government has no black market. So, black market is papa. So, if you secure food star from black market and you cook for yourself, then you are responsible for the sinful activity. That is stated here. Bhunyante bhunyante tasana papa ye bachanti atma karana. Why? You can be saved from this black market sinful activity. If you offer it. Practical provision. It is stated here. Now we have to secure food from black man. There is no demand. We cannot secure any good foodstuff from the ration shop. That is not possible. So, either today or tomorrow, this whole world is going on in sinful activity. It is, therefore, they are called Panchasuna. Panchasuna Jagga. Panchasuna five kinds of violence. When you take water, there are many small animals around the jet and you kill them. When you, rub the spices on the motor and foot vessel, you kill some germs or small ants and animals. When you set fire, you kill so many. When you walk on the street, you kill so many animals. So, you cannot kill even an ant. If you kill consciously or unconsciously, you are responsible for the sinful activity. In the God's kingdom, you cannot say, if I kill a small ant, what is the sin there? No, it is also sinful. As much as if you kill one man, who you call martyr. The man may make their law according to their things, but God's law is not like that. It is equal to everyone. If you kill a human being, or if you kill a small ant, it is the same murder in charge against you. Therefore, in Shastra, it is recommended Panchasuna Jagga. Because unconsciously, we are killing so many animals, therefore the Panchasuna Jagga should be performed. So, anyway, Jagga must be performed. Jagga, saho Jagga prajatishya, he said. That you are born to perform Jagga, especially the human being. Not the lower animals, they cannot perform. If you do not perform Jagga, then whatever you are eating, you are eating the resultant action of your sinful activity, and therefore, if you eat in the ordinary way, if you steal and eat nicely, that means you are creating your past fear for being arrested by the police someday and be punished. Everyone knows that. Similarly, if you simply eat the sinful activity, then what will be the reason? You will be punished. That is means that people are not performing jhanda. Nobody is performing jagga. That you can say that at the present moment to perform jagga, to secure pure ghee and drink, it is difficult. Yes, that's right. Because in the Kali Yuga, the big jagga, who is required lots of ghee and food grains to offer, that is not possible. Therefore, it is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yajjai saṅkīrtanai prāyai jajanti, he is Sumedha. You have to perform jagga. Without performing jagga, you will be entangled in sinful activities. So, in the Kali Yuga, this is the jagga recommended in the Vedic literature. Krishna vannam kishāsistam sāṅgapāṅgāstapārtham yajjai saṅkīrtanai prāyai jajanti, he is Sumedha. Sumedha sa means those who have got good brain, not persons whose brain is filled up with cow dung. No. Really, brain sabasta. Such person, they perform this sankirtan jagga. It is not very difficult. Just like we are preaching, here is Krishna Vannam Kisha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And Krishna, Krishna, he is Krishna. He is incarnation of Krishna. Vrajanda Nandana Jai, Satishuka Vaila Sei, Balaram Vaila Nita. He is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are Krishna Balaram. Incarnation of Krishna and Balaram. So, in this Jagga means Vishnu or Krishna or Balaram, so to satisfy them, say, in this age, if you perform the congregational chant, there is no sense. It is not the question of that you have to go, but somewhere out of your house, even in your house, you just keep one picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. And the family members sit down around, just like we are sitting now, and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. This kind of performing yoga, is there any expenditure? Or is there any loss? But you can perform yoga daily, twice, thrice. This is our preaching. Krishna consciousness movement means that every householder, every man, not only householder, factory holder, any holder, they can perform the sankirtan yoga. If you can distribute some prasadam side by side, it is very good. Even if you do not distribute prasadam, simply chant this Hare Krishna mantra. Then your life is successful. Otherwise, hunyanti te tavam papa ji prasanti atokaranat. Otherwise, if you simply purchase from the black market and cook nicely and eat yourself, the result is that you are becoming more sinful, sinful, sinful. That's Papa ji. This is the same by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. You must perform this yoga. And it is not that yoga is to be performed by the richer section of the population. No. Anyone can perform yoga. Sahi sabai pungsan paro dharma jato bhakti radhukkaji ahui tuki apratihata dinata samprasid. This is the first class system of religious performance. And by which you, the more you perform the sankirtan yoga, the more you become advanced in love of God. That is the sabai pungsan paro dharma. That is first class religious system. Jato bhakti yoga. By which one can develop the government love for God. This is the thing. So by this performance of yoga, gradually, cheta gatpana marjana, your heart is clean. Bhava mahadavagni nidvapana. Naturally, the blazing fire of material existence will be extinguished. Bhava mahadavagni nidvapana. Sriya kailavachandrika adhikaram. Then, gradually, just like this moon rises daily and becomes bigger, 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 one day the full moon. Purnima. Similarly, if you perform this yoga in this way, as recommended in this ashram, sankirtan yoga, then gradually you will develop your dormant love for Krishna. Adhokhal. Jato bhakti adhokhal. That is required. Ahaituki apputihata. And this developmental love of God cannot be checked by any material condition. Nobody can say, because I am this and that, therefore I cannot follow. That is not very fact. Fact that you can sit down, just like Goswami, Prabhu Goswami, they used to be in the Vrindavan, underneath tree, one night under one. And they are chanting, Krishna Kirtana Gana Nattana Paro Prema. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nattana Paro Premamruti. Dhira Dhira Priya Paro Bandi Rupa Sanatana Prabhu Dhira. So, this Sankirtana Hare Krishna Mantra, just like all these European American students, they never knew that there is such a system. 24